good season. We had a lot of injuries, especially with the Landmark 14 horses. We had a really nice colt named Century Invader, really promising colt trotter that fractured a leg, but he's going to be fine. He didn't require surgery, and long story short, he will resume training probably about November and come back as a four-year-old. In Landmark 50, we had similar problems. We got some really nice horses that all required acquired some injuries, except for our superstar, Ace of Aces, who was racing in an $800,000 race tomorrow night.
Yeah, everybody's excited about Ace of Aces. Let's start with the Landmark program. We've mentioned Landmark 14, 15, and now we're on to 16. What is a Landmark program, and how can people get involved?
This is what's called a fractional ownership group, where people can get in a group. And usually our groups are 50 to 60 people who buy $2,000 shares, and then we take that money and buy into yearlings that are purchased, trained, and raced by Mark Stacy and the Stacy Stables. So if people buy a share in Landmark 16, they will own part of five or six horses, depending on how many we buy. And the sales are coming just around the corner. In fact, I'll be going to Lexington next weekend to buy our first horses.
We're with Howard Pierce from the Landmark program, which is a fractionalized horse ownership program, one that I've been involved in for the last couple of years. You mentioned it, touched on it. This has to be an exciting time for you. It's almost like going to the NHL draft.
Exactly right. It's probably the highlight of my life, is going to these yearling sales. We actually go to four sales, but the highlight is always Lexington for a couple of reasons. One is there's really high-quality horses there. That is where we bought Ace of Aces last year. And secondly, I love Lexington. It's really a fun place to be if you're a horse lover.
Howard, do you have a target for the number of horses that you'll be able to purchase this time around? Let for argument's sake, that you had 100 people with $2,000 per share, and that made $200,000. What can you buy, or how much can you buy with $200,000?
Good question, Fred. As you know, we also advertise that people get no bills, and that's a very important part of our program. We use half the money acquired to buy 25 to 33% of 5 to 7 yearlings, and it depends on the price of those yearlings how many we can actually buy in on. The rest of the money is used to pay all the expenses for the first year, and then the horses race as two-year-olds, and the money earned as two-year-olds rolls over to pay their three-year-old expenses. So people are into it for 3 years. We buy them now, we race them at two, we race them at three, and then we disperse the stable. So we're going to use people's money for 3 years, and hopefully they'll get some kind of a return when we disperse the stable.
Last couple of questions for Howard Pierce on the Landmark program. You generally buy 5 to 6 horses on an annual basis. Has there ever been a suggestion that you would buy a greater share of 1 or 2 horses, or is that sort of defeating the concept and the process?
Another good question, Fred. When we got into Landmark 16 years ago, we polled members, and the vote was overwhelming that they would rather own a smaller share of multiple horses rather than a larger share of 1 or 2 horses. And I think the reason is there's so many horses don't make it to the races. It's a staggering statistic, actually, and one that I don't like to talk about. But if you bought a larger share or 100% of 1 or 2 horses, chances are you wouldn't see any horses race for a variety of reasons. So we limit. We open it up to buy as many as we can for as little as we can. So that's the popular decision from the shareholders.
And finally, Howard, how successful has the program been over the course of 16 years? Obviously, you've got longevity, and I'm sure there have been up years and down years, but I guess that's horse racing as well.
It is horse racing, and we have had a couple of really good years. I should add that when we do a dispersal, nobody has ever had to pay more money to keep the program going for the duration that they're in that, you know what I mean? So, and at the end, people always get money back. Now, it's usually not a profit. One year, when the shares were $5,000, everybody got back $8,000. But that's because we had a super horse that year called Harper Blue Chip. This year, Ace of Aces might turn the tide for us because he's already made $150,000 and he's only 2 years old and he's only raced six times. So he and the ones that are on the shelf who we think are going to come back as really good three-year-olds could really turn the tide in terms of how people do financially.
And finally, Howard, if somebody wants to invest, if they hear this and think that it's great fun, and trust me, it is, how do they get in touch with you or how do they get involved with Landmark?
Please do. We'd love to hear from anybody who would love to get involved in fractional ownership. If you're a harness racing fan, this is the easiest and administratively easy way to get involved. My email is hpearce, P-E-A-R-C-E, 164 at gmail.com.
It's that simple and it's that fun. Howard, thanks for this and all the best to Ace of Aces in the big races.
Thanks, Fred. Really great talking to you.